Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll end today with a call-in for people in the restaurant business. We had that restaurateur call-in with the mayor just a few minutes ago on the dire longer-term situation in the industry, potentially, if the rules change back in September, the way that question went. But we're going to ask about a different aspect of it. A new problem seems to be emerging that restaurants are looking for workers now that there's more reopening, and some are having trouble finding them. This is according to the news organization, The City. In the restaurant industry, employment remains 140,000 jobs below the early 2020 record, a decline of 45%. So now we'll open up the phones for restaurant owners or workers or former workers. What's going on in your industry? If you're an owner or a manager, are you having trouble finding staff? Any positions in particular that are harder to fill? Where did your staff go this past year? Did they leave the city entirely? Or if this is you as the member of that staff, call and talk about yourself. 646-435-7280. Are you a former restaurant worker who hasn't gone back to work at your old restaurant job? Why not? Did you start a new job or go back to school? Did time away from the industry make you think or rethink your place within it? The pandemic emergency unemployment compensation program did extend benefits for some until September of this coming summer. Are you happy to collect unemployment for a little while longer? Give us a call now at 646-435-7280 for people who work or have worked in the restaurant industry with the whole thing practically having collapsed over the past year. How did you rethink your life? And did you decide to move on and do something else? Or are you going back? Or are you considering going back? Are you not sure? What about going back to work in a restaurant after everything with the pandemic? 646-435-7280. And for those of you who are back on the job, and there are obviously many of you, are you and your colleagues feeling safe with capacity limits and safety procedures that your restaurant has set up? So we'll take calls from restaurant workers, restaurant owners, right after this at 646-435-7280. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Okay, restaurant workers, the phones are yours. Are you going back? Are you hesitant to go back as more restaurants open up and more hours are available to work? They just lifted the curfew starting Monday. If you haven't heard this one yet, for bars and restaurants, it'll be extended another hour in New York State until midnight. So how's your life a year after the pandemic started and crashed the restaurant industry, and maybe with it, your job, half the jobs went away? Lexi in Crown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lexi. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Brian. I'm calling because I worked in a restaurant for 3 years that I love, and I love my coworkers, and I love my chefs, and I love my regulars. But this time last year, when we were talking to the owner and begging to be able to wear gloves on the floor and asking for basic protections, we were told it would make us nervous if we protected ourselves, and we're told instead to give all of our customers a free glass of sparkling wine, and no comfort was offered to us. And the way that we were treated as a staff in that moment was so disrespectful that I had no interest
in returning to the whole industry.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, this boss is somebody who gets interviewed in the press a lot and talks a lot about, you know, our staff as a family and the safety of our workers is of the utmost priority, that nobody who works for him has ever been interviewed to verify that fact.
Very disillusioning, Lexi. Thank you very much. Ryan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Brian. I'm a longtime listener, and I'm a line cook in Brooklyn, and I just wanted to say that I'm going back to school. I'm choosing to leave the restaurant industry. And I think a lot of my coworkers also have chosen to do different, like to take different paths and kind of leave the restaurant industry. My restaurant's hiring right now, and it's been really difficult to find new employees. And I think it's just because the pressures of the job are just so difficult, like the COVID scares, the skeleton staff, the less hours, the protections, like it piles on. And after a year of this, it's been exhausting.
Do you think that's true of a lot of other people you know and maybe worked with in the restaurant industry?
Absolutely. I think that so many people that I know are just exhausted. They're tired, and being a line cook is, you know, a difficult job in and of itself. And, you know, to do it during COVID is just some of the work. It's just it's so hard. I love my job, but it's so hard. And I think a lot of people are, you know, doing different things now. Like there aren't enough protections. There's not enough job security. It's too much.
Ryan, good luck with your career change. Thank you for checking in with us. And Monir in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Monir.
Yeah, hi. I own a diner on the corner of 7th Avenue and 35th Street in Manhattan. We've been there for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're doing about 25.
Whoops, your line just
dropped
out.
We can't get workers.
Start Hello? Over. So your diner is at 35th and 7th, and then your line dropped out.
Yes,
so
we've been there
pick
38
it up from there.
Years. Yeah.
38 years, uh-huh.
We've been there 38 years. We're doing about 25% of what we did in 2019 at this time. The local hotels are filled with homeless people, so we can't get visitors in there. And what workers we do need, we can't get. We put ads that go on answers. What we call the agency, I had one agency actually say, I can get you all the workers you want if you're willing to pay cash. The unemployment. So you tell me how that works.
Why do you think your ads are going Why do you think your help wanted ads are going unanswered?
Because one of the employment agencies we called said to us, I can get you all the workers you want if you're willing to pay cash. Nobody wants to give up the unemployment.
Monir, thank you very much. I will say about the hotels that it may well be the other way around. It's not that tourists can't come to the hotels because homeless people are living there for now. I think homeless people are living there for now because no tourists are coming to the hotels. But Daniel in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, thanks, Brian, for having me on. I'm part GM of the Last Stop Bar and Grill and 242nd and Broadway in the Bronx. We've been there, you know, since before the pandemic, and we were lucky to partner up with Sarah and Salma of the Friendly Fridges of New York. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but pretty much they set up a community fridge in front of the businesses, and anybody could take what they can and leave what they can for people in need. So throughout the pandemic, we were able to, you know, stay in business, but also, you know, reach out to our community, which was honestly, it was right in line with who we are as a brand, as a business. And it just made the community come together as a whole. And, you know, the pandemic has been somewhat positive in that way. Our business has, you know, has grown community reach, which that's our MO. And, you know, like, obviously we have our little ups and downs, but I can't, you know, I'm thankful for them and for everyone in our community who's helped us out. And, you know, we look forward to continue to serve our community in Kingsbridge, Riverdale, and Fieldston.
That's cool. I don't know how many people you employ. Maybe that's a really small place. But have you had any trouble finding workers?
The only problem we're having is for some reason it's hard to find a chef. And, you know, we're an Indian fusion kind of bar, and we're trying to open up a brunch. And it's been really hard. If anyone is interested in applying, we're definitely looking for chefs, someone who's open to learning new recipes and someone who's willing to, you know, be very community-based, community activist, and wanting to help out the community. We're definitely looking for employees. So if anyone's interested, they could definitely apply. I'm not sure if you want me to leave a number or anything, but...
Well, I think the name... You probably don't want your number on the radio, unless you really do, but it's the Last Stop Bar and Grill in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, it's on the address is 5977 Broadway, Bronx, New York 10471. It's on 242nd and Broadway off the 1 train, the last stop of the 1 train. I say that because there's another last stop and we're not that one. It's There's another one in Baychester. We're the one on the West Bronx by Cambridge.
Right, so it's the last stop on the number one line, 1 to 242nd Street. For anybody who's ridden the one line, yep, that's where it goes, 242nd Street in Riverdale in the Bronx. So that's the last stop that you're referring to. Somebody commented to me in writing when as the last caller who owns the diner in Midtown was finishing up, maybe if you paid more than unemployment, you would get people to come off unemployment and go back to work. What do you think about that comment and wages in general if it's hard to get workers?
I mean, for us, some of our employees are receiving unemployment right now, off the books. They're still working that way, but it hasn't really been a kind of deciding factor for us. Our workers are continuing, like they're young and youthful, and they use what they're doing as not so much their main source of income, but as a side thing that they're doing, and it only helps their things that they're doing, because we have some teachers that work for us, and a lot of people that we employ they have different goals, and we allow them to grow their brand when they work for us. So we host events and we allow them to, if they have any ideas, well then let's do it. So that's kind of been our thing, and I think that's why people like working for us. So I haven't had too many issues with unemployment stuff. We're open to hearing people out and see how we can help them. That's kind of what we've been doing.
Daniel, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Good luck up there. Annie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Brian. Big fan. So happy to talk about this subject. I've been a bartender for about 8 years at a bunch of really great establishments. And I think after a year of not working, I've realized like a few things. One is that I've also worked with a lot of artists or gig workers or people doing stuff on the side. And I think we're all now like realizing maybe we want to focus more on that since we've had this pause. And the other thing I think about is that there's a lot of almost like a class kind of issue. Like everyone has the luxury of working from home can go out and eat, but you know, you're risking yourself and exposure by working in a restaurant, and it doesn't feel like, I don't know, like equality or something in that sense. And the last thing is that, I feel like if you're just making tips, it's not really worth the risk to go back and do that. So yeah. Those are my three understandings of it.
It's something that we've tried to do on the show. I hope we've succeeded, here at least, talking about the indoor dining policy decisions, not just in terms of the risks to the diners, which is how I think it's usually presented, but the risks to the workers. I brought up the example of when Mayor Bloomberg was in office and first banned smoking in restaurants, and people were all talking about, those who opposed that were saying, oh, my right as an individual to smoke when I go into a place, but that was not to protect the diners. That was a workplace safety measure, because people like you have to be there for your 8-hour shifts or whatever it is and breathe in everybody's smoke or breathe in everybody's, COVID or whatever it is over and over and over again over the shift. So this is so much a worker safety issue. And I hear what you're reflecting. Is it doable?
If you're vaccinated, I think it's much more doable, but, it's still a risk, and I don't know, also, is it worth the time and energy when also in the fall, indoor dining will be more, you can't really eat outdoors, so it could also be dangerous again, and, just like opening and closing, I think it's just a little uncertain now whether it's worth to go back into hospitality as much, so unless they made, it more lucrative.
Good luck. Call us again. Joanna in Astoria. You're on WNYC. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian. I actually want to piggyback on what Annie just said. I'm a 17-year hospitality vet, been a bartender for a very long time in a whole bunch of different places. Obviously stopped all that when COVID hit. I'm also an artist. And I think what Annie was talking about the class issue, and the kind of sense of entitlement that comes with being able to go out and spend income on a dining experience. I think part of the reason why a lot of people don't necessarily want to stay in our industry anymore is because we are so constantly dehumanized as part of the experience, especially in, you know, the tipping scenario, right? Like, we effectively, it's so racist and it's so classist, and we kind of have to like put up with a lot of stuff in order to make a living. And I think what the pandemic has shown a lot of us in the industry is that we have to start taking care of ourselves. We have to start saying no to people who are going to be awful to us, whether that's an employer or that's a guest. And, you know, what we do at the Save NYC Bars campaign is to like talk to the public about what it's really like to try and survive in the restaurant industry right now as an operator, as an employee. It's just so much harder than people understand. And it's hard to feel human in the midst of all that. And to also, you know, like logistically stay safe.
Are there conditions, behavior standards that would make you feel not only safe, but respected and with your dignity intact? And are they different than different than before the pandemic?
Yeah, for sure. So like it's all pretty simple. So like, even if you're vaccinated, putting up your mask when your server approaches your table, just it's a sign of respect. It's a sign of understanding that like, I don't know where you've been. You don't know where I've been. We still are dealing with this issue, and people are like refusing to wear masks now because they're vaccinated. Understanding kind of like spatial relations. So if you've been sitting at a table for 4 hours and not spending money, like that's actually to the restaurant's detriment, because they've got to turn that table. They've got to make that money because everybody's operating on razor thin margins. Like, yeah, the average bar can't afford for like a bottle of wine to be dropped and broken. Right. And then just like tipping well. If we're going to live in this world where, you know, we are beholden to our guests for our rent money effectively and our health insurance money, for those few of us who do have it, right, understanding that like most restaurant workers took a 75% pay hit when this all happened, and we have not recouped, and it's double the work. So like those kind of three core things are really helpful.
I'm glad you got so granular there and were able to put some specifics like that out there. Maybe a lot of diners listening to this show anyway will take a lot of those things to heart. Joanna, good luck and thank you. Julio in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julio.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's been really rough right now trying to find people that do want to work. Let's say in the front of the house.
You
in the back
place
of the house, normally you're going to get immigrants. We have wonderful agencies that we use. And since we reopened, we've only had to replace a couple of people that unfortunately had to go back to their countries because of family members that were ill because of COVID or other situations. So with that angle, we're blessed. But in the front of the house, you know, we've tried interviewing people even before last year. I think it was around July, August. And I remember sitting down with a gentleman, very well experienced, came highly recommended. And same thing. Can I get paid off the books? You know, because right now I'm making money on unemployment, plus I'm getting Medicaid. I didn't have health insurance before. And I understand we all have these needs, these concerns. But it's as a business owner, it's becoming harder and harder, and it's probably going to be like this until the unemployment benefits go down to a certain extent or go away.
Which would be in September, I guess. Do you want to say, we have 10 seconds left in the show, do you want to say the name of your place in case people want to apply? You don't have to.
Sure. Il Posto Accanto, we're located at 190 East 2nd Street. We've been there since 1995, and we love your show, and we love the work that you've been doing and helping us throughout this entire period.
And thank you so much for that, Julio, and thanks to all of you in the restaurant biz who called. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.